poll this week, as you know, Pedro, showed about half of those are not ready to support Senator Obama. And the pick of Joe Biden is not going to make those Clinton supporters any happier. He needed with that pick, Pedro, I think, to be able to satisfy the he dumped Hillary for who test. Maybe Al Gore could have filled that bill. But Joe Biden, I don't think so.
We get a call from Denver, Colorado, our line for those who support Senator Obama.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Fine. Do you know of our guest?
Yes, actually. In fact, I've called you guys a couple of times in the past. It's been a while. But I wanted to say, first off, I do support Obama. And I think that in the last few elections, what we've seen from the Republicans has been just a great amount of prevarication and disingenuousness in terms of the way that they characterize the other candidate. I mean, it started with the Howard Dean scream. You know, that was the real noticeable one that I can think of in recent times. But more recently with Obama and the alleged connections to an Islamic madrasa when it was actually a multicultural institution were particularly, I think, beneath reproach in terms of the way people and especially voters view the Republican Party. Now, having said that, I've wanted to say this for a long time, although I appreciate his politics, I'm really starting to believe that Kaplis is a woman.
Okay, Mr. Kaplis.
Pedro, I'll tell you, this is why I went to law school, right? But I've been doing radio for 17 years, and I'm not afraid of knuckleheads like that. That's just part of the business. And the bottom line is, in the end, they make my point. I mean, that's the mentality of some of the opposition. The truth here is Barack Obama has been coddled for the handful of inaccurate stories about him. There are so many legitimate factual stories that would reveal him to be a dangerous and scary radical that aren't being told because the mass media is just not willing to work against the candidate they like. So the truth is Barack Obama's been coddled and protected by most of the mass media.